bring you the most corrupt politicians in America, stemming out of Chicago. Mike Madigan! Stemming from a case brought forth against Alderman Burke. Congratulations, Chicago. You are the champions of the world of corrupt politicians.
All right. When you said that you had this song to come back to, and it was a good one, I doubted you, but I admit that I was wrong in those doubts.
Did you ever doubt this kid?
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Actually, and as Brian just alluded to, where we want to go this next segment, we got some political corruption we want to talk about.
My God, do we have political corruption. Look, we complain all the time about political corruption in this state. In fact, if you wanted to embody political corruption and turn it into, let's say, an overgrown little rascal that was spanky, you would be Michael Gableman. So, but if you want to go and look at corruption on a grand scale of working proportions, like somehow they kept the water running at least. Mike,
barely.
Mike, look no further than just the city south of us, or not just the city, but the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
The city itself is relatively corrupt. I watched it firsthand. If you can see it all around you, if you live in a certain neighborhood, you watch your neighborhood in Chicago, and I would notice this all the time. I would see, let's say, they tear up the street, replace some pipes, right, and then they pave over the street, and then a couple weeks later they tear up that same street and do something, some other work. And then somehow the same paving company gets to come back. Oh, I got to pave this street again. And they all get gruff, like, oh, I got to pave this street again. But no, you just got double billed. The city just got double billed. And that's the type of stuff you get to, you see right in front of you, and you go, that's not right. Unless you mm-hmm. think it's just Illinois. I remind you that, you know, just on the project for I-94 at the Marquette Interchange, they got double billed for $140,000 worth of gravel. And then they were going to say, it's going to cost you $40,000 to reverse that charge, even though there was no gravel and nothing was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, there's corruption on all levels, and Mike Madigan has been there since the 70s. And the guy...
he was the longest-serving leader of any state legislature in the nation.
Yeah. It used to be that corrupt politicians would at least keep the water running and then, you know, do some favors for bribes and things like that. And that's stuff that, like, people, you know, you can chase that down, but you're going to be chasing that down forever.
Because mm-hmm.
people just do that. And people just do favors for people, and then how do you know it's like, oh, I'm just helping out a friend or what? You know, that type of stuff is a gray area, and it's hard to do. But it used to be that at least the water was running. You know what I mean? And the city worked, but now you have to bribe it to make it work, and that's when it starts getting really bad. Okay, and I can't necessarily speak to specifics, but I think that this Chicago Tribune article sums it up well. They've been obviously covering this for years. Mm-hmm. They've been covering political corruption for years. And again, this is all... We are against political corruption of all kinds from
yeah.
whoever does it.
Yeah.
This is the Democratic Party, and shame on all of these MFers for doing this. They have destroyed faith in government, and basically they have effectively... Congratulations, destroyed voter turnout. Because if that, everybody looks around and sees the double, I mean, look on your street, it's double billed. And nobody cares.
Nobody's doing anything about it. Yeah.
Everybody just assumed, everybody knows. It's the everybody knows thing. So I want to read a couple paragraphs here from the Chicago Tribune article.
The worst kept secret is what it gets referred to as.
So this is way further down in the article, but these couple paragraphs kind of really sum up both the situation as well as the political corruption at large. By indicting Madigan, a famously shrewd tactician who rarely used email or cell phones. How many times do I talk about mob tactics with the Trump campaign? And by the way, Gableman wants to listen to people behind closed doors, not out in the public. Anyway, by indicting Madigan, a famously shrewd tactician who rarely used email or cell phones, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago has reached the apex of the state's political food chain. Even in the pantheon of Illinois political figures who've gone down on corruption charges before him, Four Illinois governors went to prison during Madigan's 5 decades in Springfield. I want to say that one more time. Four Illinois governors went to prison during Madigan's 5 decades in Springfield. One for crimes after leaving office and 3 others for misdeeds while serving as public officials. Mike Madigan even held the gavel in the House when Illinois, for the first time, impeached a governor, Democrat Rod Blagojevich. But none of those politicians had the staying power of Madigan, who used patronage jobs and other perks to build an army of foot soldiers sent to work campaigns on key legislative seats that reinforced Madigan's position. His stature, in turn, brought him considerable personal wealth by helping land clients at his law firm, which handles high-dollar property tax appeals on some of Chicago's biggest buildings. Huh. The investigation into Madigan had already taken a toll with waning political support, forcing Madigan to give up the speaker's gavel in January of 2021, followed by his abrupt resignation weeks later from the legislative seat he'd held since 1971.
50 years.
50 years, this guy. It took him being so obviously and brokenly corrupt, as well as an investigation, to bring people down. This is the type of willpower it takes to take someone of Madigan's corruption down. And the probe came on the heels of another bombshell case, the racketeering indictment against Chicago Alderman Edward Burke, who, like Madigan, represented one of the last vestiges of Chicago machine politics. And like I said, Chicago machine politics used to at least keep the water running and the people happy. Now you got to bribe them to make sure that works.
Yeah.
At least that's the perception going out there. I can't speak to any specific cases of that happening. But again, it's one of those everybody knows situations, and it's just bad.
Yeah, it's definitely party politics as a machine is to me just completely unacceptable. If you're doing the smoke-filled back rooms to do wheeling and dealing in politics, like, that is the last thing that should be in politics ever now. That should be an era of bygones past. Like, that should be behind us as not just states around the country, but as a nation as a whole. And to see this party machine, really, the inner workings of these indictments come out. I read the headlines, Brian. I didn't get to dive in. I'm learning with you here on the air because I knew you wanted to talk about this. But the other reason I wanted to talk about it, because, like you said, everybody knew, but if you shrug it off and you act like it's not a big deal, then that's how you allow it to continue.
50 years.
Yes, 50 years. And so it's like we need to talk about these things, but there's a lot of people that don't want to talk about machine party politics here in the state of Wisconsin. Because we have a machine as well. There is a machine of the political party in Wisconsin as well. And to an extent, I'm sure the Democratic Party does it. But to the almost not, I'm not going to say that there's 22 federal indictments coming down for the Wisconsin GOP and the way that they run their party here in our state. But the indication is that it is very similar to the Democratic Party in Illinois, because we're seeing this week already that the investigation that was authorized by the Republican legislature to spend $250,000 of taxpayer funds to go on this bogus scavenger hunt for election improprieties or whatever they want to call them from 2020, after it's been the most litigated, recounted, and audited election, and they're doing this wild goose chase, and there's open records laws in Wisconsin. You have to follow those things if you're receiving taxpayer funded dollars. And we found out this week that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the Special Counsel Office of Michael Gableman and the state assembly as a whole was slapped on the wrist for not following those open record laws. And I hope that there's more coming, because if they deleted or if they improperly are not keeping these records so that the citizens of Wisconsin can find out about this review that taxpayers are funding, it's going to lead to other things. And I hope we find out more of the inner workings of the machine here in Wisconsin as well, because machine party politics is just disgusting.
Well, again, they're using the same type of tactics, rarely using email, mm-hmm. barely using cell phones, mm-hmm. and only doing things in person or verbally. There's no Pritzker, the governor over there, was brought in and questioned.
He was questioned by federal officials.
But you know what? They didn't have anything on Pritzker. You know why? Because Madigan met with him behind closed doors. Because there's no record of any of their meetings other than they met. There's nothing to investigate because they have no record of it. Because yes. They met like the mob does. This is why transparency is important. Now, I understand. Look,
real quick, Brian, before we dive any further into the several things you want to talk about, Pritzker was identified as a witness in this. He is not a suspect of the corruption charges. He met when he was already governor-elect with Madigan, and it sat down with federal investigators as a courtesy, as a witness, to inform of Pritzker's side of the conversations that he had with Madigan in those closed doors. And, so he met voluntarily.
Yeah, and on this other side of the coin, there's also nothing to go and make Pritzker look clean.
True.
You know, just
true.
There's nothing
that can vindicate him on it because no records exist.
Behind closed doors with this guy, it makes it seem like Pritzker's involved. And that's the part that what bothers me, two different things about Wisconsin than Illinois. One is that Illinois has pretty much been Democratic rule the entire time. Madigan, has been in power, in the party with power, for a really long time. The Democrats had power. The Democrats had power here in Wisconsin. And the Republicans have taken advantage of what they've done, and they have gotten their machine going. And rather than let's wait it out or see if they can go and do things, they've changed the laws so they can continue to do, like, the corruption charges. They change the laws so it's no longer corruption, so it's fine. We're the only state that can that you can actually coordinate with third party groups with political action committees. It's crazy, but that's what bothers the crap out of me. Because, again, we're talking about moving money around and doing favors for friends, and none of it is keeping the water running.
No.
And to that end, it's literally affecting the water because you got a guy from the previous administration running the DNR, and he's supposed to be gone. And it's all because of corruption. It's all because of political partisanship.
And just the deadlockness of It you already see it as something that people accept as baked in the cake. It is something that, what are we supposed to do about it? Because it is the way that it is. It's a terrible kept secret for everybody that's paying attention. And the people that don't want to pay attention just chalk it up to be, oh, well, both sides do it, so why do I have to get involved? Why do I have to care about this? Why should I go to my polling place? It's already predetermined. And that's the unfortunate aspect and the runoff of this type of party politics, is because the amount of apathy that you get from individuals that just, rather than try to keep up with the headlines, they just tune them out. And it's disheartening, Brian.
That's the sad part about the way that the Republicans do it here, is that they're trying to do that.
Yeah, that is the, like that is
Madigan,
a goal.
Madigan was trying to make it seem like things are working well and things are great anyway. The Republicans are trying to get people to not show up. That's even worse, I guess. It's sad. It's sad at the very least. It bothers the crap out of me. But right now, we're going to go and talk to State Rep. Francesca Hong, who has to deal with these corrupt people.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be joined here by State Representative Francesca Hong, representing the 76th Assembly District here in Madison. She's going to be joining us for this final segment of the show. But you can still send your text or give us a call. Maybe we can squeeze you in. 844-967-2789. You're listening to us. And this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. We're going to be right back.
You got to hold people accountable, or else it's going to continue.